You're listening to KHSU. My name is Katie, and in the studio with me today, I have Maria Carell Ribordi. I also have Cynthia Rojas here and Suseth Fonseca. Good afternoon, and welcome to KHSU.
Thank you.
And you are all here to talk about a new publication, I believe, called Courageous Cuentos, and it's a journal of counter narratives, and it's produced by your class.
Yeah, Ethnic Studies 107, Chicano Latino Lives.
Uh-huh. And has this been a semester project or multiple classes?
No. So if it's okay, I can tell you how the project started.
We'd love to hear that.
But I'd like to read just a segment from the introduction to the journal because. Okay. That's more succinct. So I start with that moment when students in a class understand a new idea, one that illuminates their world a little more and allows them a deeper understanding of their lives. That moment is sheer magic. We are lucky to get a glimpse, as if looking at the firmament and catching a shooting star off to the side of our gaze. For students, the moment excites them so much, their eyes get so big, they lean their bodies closer to the front of the classroom, slightly lifting themselves off their seats. We teach for those moments. The genesis of Courageous Cuentos, a journal of counter-narratives, was one such event. The singularity of this moment is that it was collective and organic, a veritable meteor shower. It struck the students as lightning making contact with the earth, full of energy, unpredictable and powerfully beautiful at the same time. So this is how it started. In 2014, Humboldt State University had been recently designated by the U.S. Department of Education as a, quote, Hispanic-serving institution, end quote. Intending to meet the curricular needs and intellectual interests of a growing Chicanx and Latinx student population at HSU, the administration approved a new course, Ethnic Studies 107, Chicana Latino Lives. Students read literary work by U.S. Chicanx and Latinx writers, and together we discuss the salient themes of identity, resistance, and oppression. So the students wrote daily free rides elicited from a prompt from the readings they were supposed to have read for that day. But the prompts were also personal, attempting to get them to connect their own lives to the readings that they were assigned. So pretty soon, they started sharing with each other what they were writing, and the energy in the room was really high. They wanted to hear more and more and more of each other's stories. And I'm like, no, we got to get to chapter 7. And they're like, no, but we want to hear more stories and we want to share them. So they can tell you more about how that happened. But basically, they wanted to write for the whole world to read. They wanted their friends and family members to know, the ones who did not have the opportunity to pursue higher education, that lived experiences are actually valid knowledge. They wanted other students like themselves, the ones who got to go to college, one that is far away from home, the students who feel homesick before their families have the time to drive away, to know that they are not alone. Ultimately, they wanted to speak for themselves, to challenge the stories about their communities spun by someone else. They wanted to tell it like it is, la pura neta. Why not, Maria? Why can't we not do this? Inspired by their enthusiasm, we said, of course, why not? ¿Y por qué no? ¿Quién dijo que no se puede? It was pura magia. In doing so, we would be cracking a fissure in the ivory tower, the place where the worth of one's life is affirmed by the knowledge that is produced there, where such knowledge has not, until the last four decades, included the stories that resonate with the lived experiences of the majority of the students in the class.
Very
so
nice.
That's how it started.
I got all tingly all over listening to this. That's beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that and telling us all about this. And this publication, now you have the, it just came out. Did it just come out?
Yes, it just got published in September it was released. It took about a year working with the Dean of the Library, Dean Cyril Oberlander, and I took. Well, the class, we were excited about putting together a PDF of all these writings and just putting them on a website somewhere so that other people could have access to. But the library's digital commons provided us an opportunity to have our own space in digital academia, which is the space where other journals by other universities are published. So that's where the Toyon is published in this university. And we actually are published in that same space. So it is very exciting because we are officially legally inside the ivory tower.
Very good. That is great. Yeah. So now anybody can get this.
Anybody can get this. There's a release party tomorrow. 4:00 in the fishbowl of the library. So tomorrow, Thursday, October 6th. And anybody's invited and welcome. We're going to have some of the authors who got published in this volume. But the class has continued. So I continued the requirement of having students write these free writes with the intention that at the end they were going to be published. So classes after this first one know that they have the opportunity to publish, and they're very excited. And I already have half the material for volume 2.
Wow. So let's turn to your students now and ask them about this whole experience. So Cynthia and Suseth, let's talk about what you learned in this class. I mean, Maria just gave us an overview of her experience and how she saw you all flourish and want to just tell your stories.
Okay. I was in the first class of Chicano Latino Lives, and I was we were the guinea pigs. We were the ones that started writing the prompts and started writing our stories and retelling our lives and what we thought about certain things. I think that what got everybody more motivated to keep writing is how it connected to us. Like, the prompts were asking us personal things, like, what does your name mean to you, and how was your name given to you, or like the story behind your name. That was the one that I remember the most, because everyone wanted to share that. Like, everyone wanted to share how their mom or their dad, or like they were named after their grandparents or their uncle, you know. I think that one was really fun for us to my name is Cynthia, it means this in Greek, or it's originated in this place. So I think that's what made us want to keep writing and inspired us more, because it connected it to us, like each writing prompt. I think another one that I remember is your relationship to faith. At that time we were reading Bless Mi Ultima, which is a really good book. The relationship to faith one was really personal to me, because I have different views about what faith means than like different people, and that one was one that I chose to publish. I wrote about my brother and basically giving a young 15-year-old Hispanic boy advice about life, me being where I am at 20 years old in university.
And do you have that in front of you?
Yeah.
Would you like to read it to us?
Of course. My piece is called Christopher. That's my brother's name. I told him about it. He's really excited, and I'm glad that it got published. So here it goes. People ain't nothing, little brother. Don't let anybody tell you what you can and you can't do. You are your own man, with a mind and a heart that work perfectly fine. Siempre ten fe en ti mismo. Nunca sientas la obligación de complacer a la gente que no vale la pena. La gente que solo te habla cuando les pega la gana. La gente que solo se mete contigo porque saben que eres un simpático y no te gusta pelear. Ten fe en ti mismo, a mandarlos a la chingada. Ten fe, hermanito. When you're down in the dirt like a defeated man, ten fe that you will get up and brush it off. When you give it your all but you receive no output, ten fe that the effort is being recognized. When you are rejected and you feel like your heart is in pieces, ten fe que el amor es real, pero el momento no es el adecuado. When you are looked down upon by snobs and the ignorant gringos, ten fe en ti mismo. And remind yourself that they ain't nothing. Be proud of who you are and who you aren't. Disfruta la vida maravillosa que Dios te ha dado. Nunca le tengas miedo al amor. Live life with compassion and curiosity. with empathy and awareness. Pero sobre todo, vive con la fe que siempre tendrás algo bueno en tu vida. Ten fe en ti mismo, porque yo siempre tendré fe en ti. Ten fe en tu inteligencia y capacidad. Ten fe en el amor y en la felicidad. Ten fe en tu familia, ten fe en mí, but most importantly, siempre ten fe en ti mismo. Love your sister. I chose to make my poem bilingual because I feel like Spanish is a beautiful language and you can captivate more love and compassion with certain words. And English, because my brother doesn't really understand, can't speak or write or read in English that in Spanish that well, so I do it Spanglish type. This was the one that was related to faith, and I have always had a relationship, like a close relationship, with my brother, and he's a really sympathetic, compassionate young man, and he is very bright, and I always feel like he needs to stand up for himself more, but at the same time he does things his own way. So that's why I tell him, you know, like, always have faith in yourself. Whatever you do it with your heart and with your mind. Like, don't let nobody tell you that you're not good enough. Don't let nobody push you down and take advantage of you. Just do what feels right to you. And always have faith. Have faith in your family and have faith in me.
What a great piece. And what a good sister you are. What a good influence. That was wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I hope he's listening, too, so he got to hear you read it.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
That was wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now, Sousa, tell us about your experience in the class.
Well, I love writing. And I think that was one of the reasons why I took this class, because I love writing about my Chicano experience, being a Chicana, and having difficulties coming from where I come from. I'm from Inglewood, and it's being gentrified, it's being torn down, and we're going through so much, and I just wanted to write about, and most of my journals were about home and my experience coming from Inglewood to up here and disconnecting with my family, because I'm such a family person. And it was an amazing experience my first semester, because I was able to accomplish it. I was able to leave my family and do what I wanted to do. And I wanted to write, and I think this was an amazing experience for me.
And do you have a piece published in this?
No, I have. Mine is coming out in Volume 2.
In Volume 2, okay. Yeah. Do you want to talk a little bit about your piece?
My piece is about my father. Mm-hmm. And the prompt was to talk about someone who motivated you to continue going to school. And my dad always motivated me. And the title of it is Trabajo con el cuerpo. I work with my body, because my father works restless days, like, so much. And he comes home and he's tired, and he tells me, I work with my body. I do all my work requires my whole body. And I want you to continue to go to school, because I don't want you to be like me. But overall, I want to be like my father. He's such a strong person, and he has motivated me a lot.
That's wonderful. And yeah, and being strong and coming and actually having to leave your family, that is hard. Being strong right there in your heart, right?
Yes.
Yes. And to be here away from them, too. That's great. What a wonderful class you're teaching, Maria.
Thank you.
Yeah. And again, you're having an event tomorrow. The book will be available?
The book is already available, and it will be available at the event, but it is also available through the website.
Yes, let's talk about that.
Our website, it's digitalcommons.humboldt.edu/courageouscuentos, and it is CourageouS, courageous, and then cuentos, CUENTOS. And then that link takes you to our website where you can download for free the PDFs of the whole journal, the whole volume, or each individual piece by each student. And at the end of the volume, we also published the collective poetry that students wrote in groups, as well as their reflections of what the experience of writing about the class and the books that we read and their own lives, what that experience was like for them. That was published beneath their pieces as well.
Okay. So that sounds wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, and the website has a link you can click and purchase a bound print copy from Amazon. So you can go to Amazon and search for us, and we're right there.
And there you are.
The shipping is more expensive than the journal.
Right. So I'm wondering now, with the two of you, Cynthia and Suseth, are you still in the class? Is this a year-long class, or is it semester to semester?
It's a semester to semester, and both of them have completed their classes. We are on our fifth semester of the class since it started, and current students are still writing free writes, and they're very excited about the project as well.
So are you going to continue, both of you, writing?
Yes. I am trying to get published again. I wrote a poem, and I'm going to publish it. Well, I'm going to submit it to the Spanish journal here at school November 4th. So I'll be submitting again.
Wonderful. And what about you, Cynthia?
This was definitely a great experience. It's the first time I've ever been published, and I like it. I would love to be published again. I just need to write.
That's
I need to continue writing. Yeah, I continue writing throughout my classes, but I don't find myself writing about my life or something personal or something creative too often. So I think I'm just going to get my creative juices flowing one day, and I don't know. I would like to be published again. This is a really good feeling, and I'm pretty proud of myself and all my classmates.
So. Sounds like it. It sounds like a wonderful project to work on, and allowing yourself to be creative and express yourself, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, this is definitely a great experience.
Talking from the heart. From both of you, it sounds like.
Yeah, and I feel like it's more beautiful because all of us, well, most of us come from low-income backgrounds. We are far away from home. We're very family-oriented. Most of us, from my understanding, were Hispanic and Latinos in the class, even though there are some people who aren't, and they still get to participate. We have shared experiences, even though we might not always agree on some things, but for the most part, we have pretty similar experiences, and it's like you're reading a story about a class when you're reading this book. It's not just, you go into individual's person's story, but you're also seeing like the patterns of like the similarities between one another.
This sounds like a wonderful project. I want to thank all of you for coming in. We're out of time. So tomorrow.
Tomorrow at 4:00 in the library fishbowl located on the second floor, we will have a celebration of the inaugural issue of Courageous Cuentos. We will have authors reading and answering questions, signing books, and food and conversation, and it'll be great.
Thank you so much for coming in and
Thank
talking
you.
With us
Thank
and
you.
Sharing. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.